orders. Singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting live from the Denver metro area. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. Last week, we had a little bit of feng shui problems, so we changed up our orders. So back again, sitting on my left, he is a level 3 paladin of poetry. He is Michael Amade.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
Doing well. We're answering phones, doing all kinds of crazy stuff over here.
Exactly.
Starting a few minutes early.
Exactly. Starting just a couple minutes early, but that's all right. We're gonna have people know that we're on the air.
Right.
Sitting to his left is, once again, in his normal place, the nine-thumbed half-squatch.
Woohoo!
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Made it through another work week?
Yes, definitely.
Pushed through the grind and made it to the night that I look forward to every week.
Yes.
All right, so we've got some new rules in place. What we're going to do is we're going to plug our sponsors first, then we're going to tell you what the new rules are. So I want to thank the Wild Animal Sanctuary in Hudson, Colorado, for being on board with us, and everybody should be on board with them. If you want to support them, there's multiple ways you can support them. Check them out online at thewildlifesanctuary.org, or you can go to benefitwines.com/TWAS, order a bottle of wine that has a collector's label, and each bottle of wine, the entire proceeds goes to support the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Also, we want to thank the Poetry Open Mic at the Artworks, hosted by Siddhartha Pierce. Thank you for being on board as well. Looking forward to getting out towards Richmond. We have yet decided on a day yet, but soon, very soon. And, of course, JT's House of Cutlery. If you need a prison shiv or a claymore, come on down to JT's House of Cutlery. He kills me. Anyway.
Oh, bad.
That is absolutely terrible, man.
I'm sorry, dude. All right. Now on to the rules.
I want a meal, not a snack.
There you go.
You are a meal.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
There you go. Bite-sized piece, but that's all right. Yeah. You're fun-sized. So I do want to let you know, the new rules are we're going to take calls in segments. Basically, we're going to go to a musical segment. We're going to take a bunch of phone calls, get them queued up. We'll burn through those phone calls. We'll take another musical break, maybe some commercials in with those, and then we'll queue up other callers. I appreciate your patience through this as we sort things out. So right now, we are going to queue up callers. So hang in there with us. We're going to be playing some music. JT has selected nothing but the best for you guys. And we'll see you on the other side. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Dream on, little dream. That's the perfect time to call, 720-240-WPOM. That's 720-240-9766 to share your poetry or spoken word art with the masses.
Thank you.
There's no need to hope for a miracle here. This show's going to be a great show. You've got World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I'm Jay Todd Underhill. We've got Michael Amade next to me. We've got the Half Squatch. We're ready to go with some poetry.
We are. I mean, this is really exciting. We're trying something kind of new. What we're doing is playing music, kind of putting up callers into kind of a queue. We'll go to you in the answer that we take the call. Everybody who's on the line now, I've talked to each one of you. You kind of know the order you're in. And we're really looking forward to it. We got some heavy hitters in this segment.
Yeah, we do. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
It takes just a moment to actually trigger it.
No worries. And Ellie should be on the line now.
Hello, Ellie.
It'll take just a moment. Hang on, guys. We know what it is.
So, here we here at World Poetry Open Mic want to hear your poetry. If you're just tuning in for the first time, you're going to want to listen. You're going to want to see what the example set by the first four callers on this. And then we're going to go from there. Once again, we should have Ellie on the line now. Ellie, are you with us?
I am, Jay Todd. How are you?
Oh, doing good to hear your voice.
Uh-oh.
So, how are you doing?
Hey, Todd, where'd you go?
I'm right here. I got shut off. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Here I am.
All right. So you're going to share a poem with us?
I am, Jay Todd. I've got one called The Awakening of Spring. I thought it was...
All right.
Spring. This moment, spring dreams are awakening. Slept deep beneath winter's snowy blanket, dream butterfly, caress, emergence, bliss, wait of long chill months till equinox dawns. Slept deep beneath winter's snowy blanket, snug, cocooned, warm with waiting wings, wait of long chill months till equinox dawns. Glorious awakening of all spring's beauty. Snug, cocooned, warm with waiting wings, end of winter, as gossamer wings unfurling, glorious awakening of all spring's beauty, spring morn, beautiful butterfly, take wing, end of winter, as gossamer wings unfurling, dream butterfly caress, emergence bliss, spring morn, beautiful butterfly, take wing, this moment, spring dreams are awakening.
Wonderful. Beautiful poem.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Ellie.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, the return of spring has got me all excited. The buds are popping out here. You're seeing leaves come out on the trees. I'm very excited.
I know. I've got one more short one on along the same lines, I'm a gardener, and I just love being out there and working in the garden and planting all the flowers. So I wrote this.
All right.
It's short. It's short. Spring lovers. You sigh a lover's farewell, a promised caress blown an autumn leaf. My heart went with you as the last rose petal fell. Passion's dream, a winter's eve of your return. The hour at last, as I feel your warm embrace. Together we will flourish your beauty, this garden and I. Embrace our delight as we waltz a fragrant summer's eve.
Nice. Well done.
Ellie, that was great.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. I have such a invigorating and encouraging way you guys have. All the applause and everything is lovely.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, it's really lovely having you call in and share with us week after week. It's really something we look forward to, and thank you so much.
And me, too. I look forward to it, too. Well, have a good night, and I'll be listening.
Have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Ellie.
Okay, God bless you. You're welcome.
Have a good night.
I love you, too. Bye.
And that's how World Poetry Open Mic works. We're just a big family here. We're kind of like juggalos with intellect and self-respect.
I don't think anybody knows what you're talking about.
Juggalos, ICP fans. Anyway, yeah, we're not
going
to go there.
We'll just keep going.
Okay, so we're going to keep going.
Next caller is online. Please welcome from Michigan. He is Dennis.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello, this is Dennis.
How are you, sir?
We're doing good, and tonight we are celebrating spring.
Yeah, we are.
I have a couple of quick poems for you. The first one is The Spring Bouquet of Sin Queen.
Excellent.
All right.
Flowers, children of spring, erasing winter's praise, reflecting rainbow colors, laughing. Robins, true spring icons, gracing yards and gardens, looking for food, avoiding cats, happy. White clouds, skipping across expanses of blue sky, over a schoolyard of children with kites.
Nice. Hey, that was a really good one. Thank you.
Sometimes we don't know when to jump in sometimes. That was great, Dennis. Thank you.
I understand, and I'll have to give you a signal when I'm at the end.
Fair enough. Now, you said you had another one for us?
Yes, I have one more.
Okay.
The title is Spring, and it's a quatrain.
Okay.
Or right. A form.
Exotic.
And it's goes like this. As winter abates, spring now awaits, to the delight of one and all. You buds soon appear, much like last year. Just listen to the birds start to call. The colors redress, and they always impress, erasing the gray, sterile days. Spring wears her best gown, replacing the brown, and the birds now sing songs of praise. The gentle warm breeze dances through trees and mixes with the rays of the sun. The squirrel now plays in the new, longer days. New life and new joy has begun. And that's it for that one.
Thank you for the signal.
Dennis. Thank you.
Very well done. Thank you, brother.
Dennis, it's always great having you call. And thanks so much for being patient with us like last week and calling in and being so great this week.
But we sure appreciate what you're doing. We understand that it takes a little time to get to where we need to be. But we're headed there. We're going to be right on top before long. And
I think so.
Like I say, we sure do appreciate it. As always, God bless you all. Hey.
Thank you very much, brother.
Thanks,
God
Dennis.
Bless you too.
All right,
so we're going to go right to our next caller. He's from California. Please welcome to the line, Don Hagelberg.
Hello, Don. Are you there?
Hey, good brother.
Good evening. J. Todd, Michael, JT, and if she's around, she who must be obeyed.
Yes, the Phantom. She's always here in spirit.
I can tell you, Don, she is listening, I'm sure, and I'm also sure that she absolutely loves the fact that you just called her she who must be obeyed. So.
That simple recognition.
Well, what do you have for us, sir?
I have two poems, one a 14-liner, one a 19-liner.
Excellent.
So sounds
let's
good.
Get into them real quick so we have it within 4:45. The first one is entitled The Grenade, the Poem.
Excellent.
I throw the thought-out weapon of my poem into the hearing circle of the seated audience. Yes, I have pulled out the ring of the firing pin, and I hear the fuse of the small version bomb sizzle, first in the air, then on the ground. The sparks stop, and the poem explodes with the applause of the audience, which has felt the concussion of impact, as well as the shrapnel spray of insight. These blistered listeners can use the wounds of experienced metaphor to explore similar wounds made known by the clapping of their neighbors. I smile at this response to understood pain, and reach into my bag of conceits to throw up a new poem with its steel-imprisoned lens.
Nice. Well done.
The second poem is a lighter poem, and it's called The Cliché, or better known as The Cliché. Acknowledge the cliché which is said every day, unwind what it says, then twist up the flowered words in such a way so they smell like a new bouquet never known by any nose before. Something which you don't dare to write, to speak, to pray, then walk away, come to retype on that right day which mirrors today, the day on which you laid down upon the nude pages the wisdom of the new sage. Don't delay, don't delay. The life of value lives so that nothing goes unseen. Hence, no one becomes a sentence repeated in litany known as the unthought-of cliché.
Well done.
Thank you very much for being on the air. And you're appreciated. And if I could listen to the program, I would appreciate it very much.
Awesome. We've got it going. If you've missed some of it, we're going to have it loaded up on our website as a podcast as well.
Right. We did have that. We had an issue last week with being with
our
recorder didn't work. However, we actually do have it recording. I can see it right now. And so barring some unforeseen circumstance, it should be completely up by the just a few minutes after the show this evening.
Okay, then I will bug you in at
excellent. Thank you, sir.
10 minutes after. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Don. Night. All right, so if you want to call in like Don, now is going to be one of our call-in segments. You're going to want to call 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-9766. We're going to load up a bunch of callers. We're going to take a little musical interlude. So if you're hearing music on the stream, don't worry about it. Just call us. Get ready to share your poetry. You are listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
She's saying, Rock the mic. Rock the mic. When you rock, nothing can stop you. When you suck, nothing can save you. Rock the mic. Rock the mic. Hot. Hot, hot like this. I won't mess around. I won't waste your time. When you rock. When you rock. My name is Lenny C., and I'm here to rock the mic. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
World Poetry Open Mic's phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now.
Yeah, everybody's working for the weekend. You're listening to 103.5. Oh, no, I'm not at that station anymore.
No.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. I used to work at that other station.
We're listening to it. We're listening to a flashback happening live on radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Oh my God, the colors. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. Not one kind of flashback.
You've got the next evolution of poetry radio. We are World Poetry Open Mic. We've got some calls queued up. We're going to go right to them. We've got our first caller queued up.
All right,
welcome.
Let me get him here ready.
All right. Welcome from Savannah, Georgia. He is Lewis.
Hello, Lewis. Hey, Todd, how you doing, brother? Long time no hear.
Long time no hear, but that's all right. We got things sorted out, brother.
Been a while, yeah. I had cross signals, but finally got through to you. Been a while. How you been there?
I've been good. You sound much better over on this setup.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, glad to hear that, brother.
So what do you got for us, sir?
I got one. It's a little something seasonal in nature.
All right.
Rise of the White Vixen, the Vanguard of Spring. It's in blank verse.
All right.
The White Vixen is born, Vanguard of Spring. The time of year when all things good are born. The flowers bloom in yon green meadow sweet. The tulips, roses, and the snapdragons. It is the rise of sun in horizon. Horizon east. The birth of brand new day. When that old pale wolf, who is that cold moon, lays down his head and dies to that of past. And it is promise of the birth of Christ, who came to die and rise for all our sins. Thank you very kindly.
Brother, thank you very much. That was awesome.
That was great. Thank you, sir.
God bless you all and keep the faith. Have a blessed spring and Easter coming up.
Have a blessed spring also. Keep the faith, brother.
Back at you, bro.
All right. Once again, that was Lewis from Savannah, Georgia. A good personal friend of mine from many, many years, actually. We're talking, what, 7 years now? Yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So. And we're going to go right to the next caller. Is that correct?
That's right. We're going to. And I believe that this is Marcia. Marcia, are you there?
Marcia?
This is David.
Nope. Oh, David from David. Bozeman. How you doing, brother?
Hey, doing good.
Hey, welcome to our show. Thank you. I don't know if I mentioned last week, but I want to mention again. You're from my home stomping grounds where I interned in radio, and I wanted to thank you for calling our show.
Yeah, it's exciting. You ought to come down to Bozeman sometime. I've been putting together an open mic poetry thing at the library once a month.
Oh, really? Let me know. And you know what? You're only 9 hours away. I drive 9 hours on a weekend all the time.
All right. Well, it's next Friday if you want to come.
Next Friday. Well, Fridays we're kind of busy. We do this radio show. We do this
right, yeah.
This crazy show
but
sometimes.
If you can plan one on like a Saturday, I could actually leave from the show, drive all night, and be there for Saturday.
Well, I think I haven't booked for Fridays all the way up to September, but maybe sometime we'll have people calling to the show from the...
That
would
great.
Be awesome. Great. That would be awesome.
Now, I want to throw out something really quickly. David, before we go any further, Marcia, who's up next, that was my fault. We'll come right to you right after this.
Give me no one problem. Second. Billy understand. Right.
But David, you are on, and what do you have for us?
So I'm going to go ahead or wait for Marcia?
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead and read, brother.
Okay, I'll do two short ones for you today. From my little black book.
All right.
And I started on the wrong one. So I got to flip back.
It's no problem.
All right.
Okay.
You flicked the light switch and the room went black. You touched my face so strangely before your breath slowed and steadied, and you began your twitching that told me you were sleeping. I couldn't see the swimming of light across the ceiling that usually seeps from the cracks of my curtain. What have you done with my eyes, dear lady? Where have you hid them? I search your form in the blackness beside me. Your palms are moist and empty. For a moment I am still. I ask, if I were my eyes, where would I be? And my mind starts to float from my body, through the black to the place where you hid them. Darker still were my surroundings, now seeing through my wayward clothes. This woman, such mischief, so careless, has set them afloat about this darkened room. They move at their own will to and fro above our sleeping bodies. The black is a blank canvas for the brush of my unbound soul. I, as pioneer, carved countless paths with the light of my eyes as my blade through the thicket, swinging and cutting so fast and blurring with dancing fancy flashes of horror and courage in the language of landscapes and creatures with wild eyes that beckon me to run with them, to break the last ties to body and run with the winds and waves of the valleys up and up through heavens and higher. A sharp pain tugs me back to consciousness. Dear sleeping lady in my bed has put her finger in my eye. My eye, in its proper place beside the other, in pain no less, but resting in these holy sockets through which I now peer past the holy abyss, through which I now peer at the form of beauty sleeping, whose sentient hands had to have retrieved my wandering globes and so obtusely returned them to their place. Barely audible, I whisper my thanks. Dawn's light, seeping now through the cracks in my curtains, mingle with the shadow to touch dear lady's face. I reach through the barely lit holy abyss, slap her forehead, and go back to sleep.
Nice. Love that piece. Brother, that was good.
Good stuff.
Thank you. And this is next one is from the poems I've been writing at work. It's called Poem at Work, I think number 5.
All right.
Time passes and leaves us unexpected without warning. As the father whose last goodbye was his unsettling gaze, filled with love and pride, longing and regret, 2 days prior to his departure from body and earthly mind. Time passes like a whirlpool of sand whose glassy grains hold the pixels and the sound bites of our memories. Time passes us like tides underfoot, taking one and leaving some. We trudge on towards the sun, praying sand dunes to conjure mirages, hoping to refresh the memories of the ones we've lost, mourning every fading memory, holding tight to them, the ones that hold your smile.
Well done.
Thank you.
Brother, man, you're bringing it strong from Bozeman.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Gotta
come down and listen sometime. There's a ton of good folks coming to the poetry night.
So. I've got to say, when I was up there, I wasn't as dialed into the poetry scene as I probably should have been. But I did have on my intern show a couple of poets come from Washington, D.C. and be on my show. But I wished I'd had that resource while I was doing my college intern.
Oh.
But
for
as far as the show you're hosting, we could have gotten a lot of the poets on the air on KGLT up there.
Oh, yeah, that's possible.
So, all right. Well, I thank you for calling our show, David.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Thank you very much for having it.
I know we probably won't hear from you next week, but the following week we will expect a phone call from you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
All right. From David and Bozeman, we're going to go to Marsha. Marsha, are you in line with us?
I'm here, yes.
Marsha, that was me. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button before.
Well, I wasn't quite sure how this works, so I just waited. So
thank you very much for waiting. Yeah,
exactly. So what do you have for us?
Well, I have a poem that I wrote a few years ago about someone very close to me going through a really bad time.
Okay, go ahead
and read.
This is called Darkness. As surely as the sun goes down each day, the light has gone out for him. He can find no light to show him the way. He can find no warmth. He shivers. His soul cries out for help, for peace. Anguish is his constant companion. He awakens each day to terror, to fear unnamed of what the day holds, of challenges he dreads. He tries as best he can to push the fear down, to get on with the business of living. He has extreme difficulty focusing. The unnamed fear haunts him, hangs over him like a dark cloud. Dread of what the next few hours might bring exhausts him. He cannot sit still. He walks the streets of New York for hours until his body and mind are numb. He calls a friend and plans a night out with intentions of self-medicating, forgetting. He stays out until 2 a.m., then crashes exhausted into his bed. His eyes open suddenly at 7 a.m. and panic washes over him. Though the day is sunny and bright, he begins it like he begins all others, shrouded in the darkness created by his mind.
Nice. Love that piece.
Well, thank you.
Marcia, that was good.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much.
And are you, you're calling in from Ohio, right?
I am. I'm calling from Ohio.
Whereabouts in Ohio?
A little town called Mount Vernon, which is north of Columbus, Ohio, so it's pretty central.
Oh, do you ever go to poetry events there in CBUS?
Excuse me?
Do you ever go to poetry events there in CBUS?
During what? I didn't catch the last
Columbus.
One.
Columbus. Do you go to Columbus?
In Columbus. Actually, I have not gone to poetry events in Columbus, though I know they have some good ones. We actually have poetry readings in my little town. It's a small town, 15,000 people, but there's a coffee shop called Sips, and they have poetry readings fairly regularly.
You should spread the word about us around your fellow poets out there. Have all of them call.
I will do that. I will do that. I have some friends who are very, very good, so
excellent.
I'd be happy to do that.
But thank you, Marcia.
Marcia, thank you for calling our show, and thank you for everything you just contributed to us to tonight. This, and you'll be able to hear the show just a few minutes after it's over on the website.
All righty. Hey, thanks so much. Hey,
Marcia, thank you for joining our family.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to go from Marcia to... who we believe is Voldemort. I mean, Valimor.
Voldemort.
Valimor? Hello?
Let me get the microphone. There we go.
Hello?
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 Is this Valimor?
This is Valimor Kaplum.
Hey, welcome to our show, brother.
Good to be here.
Thank you for bearing with us last week. I'm glad you called in this week.
This week I have a very short poem. It's called Live a Life Uncommon.
All right.
A poem about poetry. Here we go.
All right.
Open the fragile, hidden world within without fear of who or what comes in. Weave the cloth with measured notions to best express the true emotion. More than a clever, thought-filled phrase to hook a reader and earn their praise. Unleash the passions locked away. That is all we need to say.
Wonderful.
Very nice work.
I'm glad you like it.
Excellent.
Well, and thank you so much for holding tonight. And, you know, we're trying out this method. I think this might, once we have all the kinks worked out of this system, I think it's going to work a little bit better for us. And so once again, thanks for bearing with us, and thank you for bringing such great work to our show.
I'm glad to share.
Excellent. Excellent. We'll hear from you next week.
Thank you guys for being there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to share one real quick.
That's right.
Wow.
Okay.
This one is one I wrote recently.
Forgive me, I have gas.
That's all right.
I don't think that's gas. That's weird.
That was the most intense gas I've ever heard. Anyway, this is one I wrote recently about the passing of a poet. Maggie Estep passed away in February. And I started writing this in the middle of a meeting at work, and it kind of sat on my desk, and I finally finished it up, so I figured I'd share it with you guys. This is simply entitled Maggie. You, the inspiration of a thousand poetic queens, more than Plath, more than Dickens, more than Angelou, using your God-given talents to the extremes, making me smile, laugh, mourn, and cry, more than enough of the latter today. I found you in the bargain bin. $4.99, quite a steal. Millions of dollars worth of wisdom and instruction. 1 hour's work for me back then. Opening my eyes and mind wide. Noteworthy from the first sentence. No. Noteworthy from the first word. Screw that. noteworthy from the first damned syllable. Your words, enchanting. Making my own pen dance, sharing your work on my college radio show, though you really didn't know. Roughly 30 people, 10,000 cows, and a large alien craft parked just north of Wausau, Montana. Your inspiration and dedication did not go unnoticed. Thank you for all that you gave.
That was very nice.
There you go.
Okay, so since we're doing this, and basically what we're doing here is I'm seeing there's some calls coming in. We're basically not accepting calls until we play the music next.
Until we start to, yeah.
As soon as I'm done with what I'm about to do, which I apologize for. I'm kidding.
No, he's going to throw down some submission work.
I'm actually going to read a submission we had sent in. We get a lot of submissions sent in, and we didn't. Last week was a
people just like submitting to you is how that works.
Last week was a little different,
a little hectic. So yes. we're trying to make up for some and read some that we had sent in. This one's from Thomas Fitzpatrick.
All right,
it's called My Sparta. Mothers of men roam free among the grasses, strike chords within the hearth of male kin. Attica asks why they rule over strong men, bear witness to those that never use sin. Greeks scratch its stone in our honor, speak of glory and freedom from corruption. Pedantry has not now or ever been found. Strong will and power slack needless abruption. Helen and Gorgo refuse to take the bait. Leonidas shake hands with the enemies now won. Cynicia has power that rival the future beauty. Menelaus, our king and god, how graves are gone. Sparta, the heaven for all warriors and slaves, a true force of nature and tattered dreams. Carvings tell of all those pleasant and bloody wars, how history forgets the telling and secret schemes. That was from Thomas Fitzpatrick.
Nice.
And it was called My Sparta. That was one of the submissions we had this week.
Beautiful.
So very good work.
Very good. Very good.
That's the cool thing about this show. We're getting good submissions. We're getting good callers from all over the world. This is rapidly becoming what I envision the show to be.
I think it's pretty cool. Now,
well, except for JT. I'm just kidding.
I'm totally sorry. Kidding. I couldn't help it. I was on an adventure today.
Now, what we're going to do is we have some callers. We have some callers that have been repeat calling in, and they're used to that. You know,
yeah.
Previously you had to call a bunch of times. They've been calling a bunch of times. What I'd like to do is let's go to another music break. I will answer these calls. So if you're calling right now, I'm going to hang up again, but call back, and then I will be able to answer, and we'll actually get you lined up in the queue.
Once again, you're going to want to call 720-240-9766. You are listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Der großen Stadt, es war ihm wie war jener, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, wenn er fand, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock me Amadeus.
Amadeus. Und es war in Wien, no plastic money in die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock, me up, my
Amadeus.
If you're looking for live poetry events, then I've got a hot tip for you. The third Saturday of every month at the Artworks Building in Richmond, Virginia is the place where you need to be. Partake of poetic magic in the Center Gallery, hosted by Director of Poetry for the Urban Individualist, Siddhartha Pierce. This historic and unique poetic venue is beyond compare. To learn more, go to urbanindividualists.com or artworksrichmond.com. April's feature is Teen Poetry Month, so if you're a teen and you have poetry, come on down and hang out with some of the greatest poets in Richmond and beyond. The Artworks Studios and Galleries, located at 320 Hull Street in Richmond, the only place you would want to be on the third Saturday of every month from 1 until 3 p.m. Experience the best of poetics from around the world live and in person. Don't miss it. World Poetry Open Mics phone lines are now open. Now is the perfect time to call. 720-240-9766. That's 720-240-WPOM. If you want to share your spoken word art or poetry, call now. We here at World Poetry Open Mic want you to know about a unique way to give back to the world around you. Support rescued wild animals by supporting the Wild Animal Sanctuary, located in Hudson, Colorado. They have over 700 acres of land dedicated as a sanctuary for large carnivore rescues. Yeah, they have lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Plus much more. There are multiple ways you can help. Your entry fee for visiting the sanctuary goes to support these amazing animals, while you get to see them up close and in person. You can adopt an animal, or my favorite way is by visiting benefitwines.com/TWAS and ordering a bottle of wine, with all the proceeds going to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. Each bottle has a collector's label with a wild animal on it. Collect them all. For more information, visit wildanimalsanctuary.org or benefitwines.com/TWAS. The Wild Animal Sanctuary, providing a safe home for rescued large carnivores since 1980.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of Poetry Radio. I'm G. Todd. With me in the studio, we've got Michael Amade and the Nine-Thumbed Hasquatch.
Woohoo!
The Nine-Thumbed.
Nine-Thumbed.
Nine-Thumbed Hasquatch.
I'm not using all my thumbs tonight. You
no,
know that?
No, Michael's actually Mike's using a couple of his
yeah,
thumbs.
Yeah, he is. This is pretty awesome.
It's the first time I've used my thumbs in a long time.
I've noticed that you're a little less stressed tonight, too. That's
I
a beautiful
am. This
thing.
This is really nice. Thank yes. you very much.
This is a fun show.
It's actually, there's been a few moments where I thought it was a little Weekend at Bernie's over there. You seem so relaxed.
Yeah, almost.
It's like you're really inanimate and very stoic behind those sunglasses, but you also kind of seem here to party.
Well, it's the Demerol and Thorazine combination in his blood system.
Demerol and Thorazine would do that.
Yes. And I am working on my mullet. Okay.
Skull it.
Okay, so we have some callers in line here, but first up we have a great friend of the show.
All right, please welcome to the line. He's from New York. He is Steve. I was expecting...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm working on that part.
You know, I believe that I might have made a mistake, gentlemen.
What?
What?
I think this might be Tate.
Is this Tate?
Hey, Tate. I got to learn to recognize zip code or area codes here.
We need to connect one more thing. Hang on. We're almost there. We're going to get Tate.
Woo-hoo! Oh, baby. Hello. Who's this?
I love it when that happens.
Who do we have on the line?
This is Tate.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tate.
Sorry about that.
Steve, hold on the line for just a few moments.
I can't believe this Marsha coming from Mount Vernon. That's where my wife comes from. It's only 40 miles from my house.
Holy cow. Now, do you know her? Do you go to her poetry things?
I don't know. Half that town's redheaded. They're all related.
We didn't come here to start no fights.
Yeah. Well, I'm dipping into the Jim Beam tonight. I felt like creating something tonight.
Right. Nice. A little bit of Jim Beam, little Johnny Walker, and you got a new poem on your tablet without even knowing it.
Your show's running good. I don't want to take up all your time. You know what? I want to read you one that I just like. I've read it to you once before over the last year, and I think I'll read it again. The Garden of Tears.
All right.
Near the road, a cemetery bloomed in the ancient noonday light, where an old man stood to his task of tending the graves each night. He'd spent his youth working, too afraid to spend emotion, took all he could from everyone, but gave no love to the devotion. Romance was not his forte, he practiced disdain for mankind, hardly giving love to another closed away his heart and mind. And thinking life to be a race, he had pushed his way along, took from the world no pleasure, he whistled but heard no song. And now retired and long-lived, he thought himself to be paid, to have outlived all the others was the reward for the plans he'd made. And as he looked to the stones he'd tended for all those he'd known in life, an old dream ached within his chest for words written to his wife. She had once been his true love, the only one he had ever known, lost to another in his youth. He was aged but never grown. Now his tears water her grave, the stones of family oh so few, the dreams of lost love fading, wonders of life he never knew. Called to rest some time ago, he lies cold among his tears. A shadow on a winter night walks the graveyard of his tears.
Nice. Well done.
Well done, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Tate, you're rocking.
Come on over for a drink.
You know what? If I could be in Ohio right now, I think I might just do that.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a few more drinks, you might be able to have it take a jetpack over here to Denver.
There you go.
Make them a little stout, yeah?
Okay, oh, nice. All right.
Hey, well, thank you so much, Tate. A great, great showing as always.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
See you later, Tate.
All right, so we're going to go from that to our next caller.
Ready?
No.
Okay, we're not ready?
There we go. That was weird.
All right, that's going to take a little more syncopation, guys.
Yeah, we're working it out here.
We're working on it. He can't hear it.
You might not be able to hear it, but right now your theme song is being broadcast to millions of people if they were listening.
They are.
And up, I hear it.
Oh, you do? Excellent.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
No, good evening.
Hello, Steve. How are you, sir?
Good evening.
There we go, finally. He's like, wait for it.
You had us all
worried. Wait for it. And there you go.
I had lined up on YouTube the Imperial March.
Oh, thank you, Steve. That would have been awesome.
Yes.
Dueling Imperial Marches.
On banjos, that'd be kind of cool.
I actually, that's immediately what I thought. I'm like, I wonder how we could have two banjos play dueling Imperial marches.
That would be very difficult, especially since it's a lot of brass that's playing.
Oh, it's totally doable. Totally doable.
I want to be dueling banjos.
It is my mind is boring right now.
Music, history of man.
Yes. What do you have for us?
And of my age, here's that. Tightens up. First off, Michael.
Yes, sir.
I know I said it off the air, but I should say it to you on the air. Happy belated St. Joseph's Day to the other half of you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I hope you had a good holiday or had good holidays for both of them.
I did. I was in one gigantic holidays during both of them, actually, and now I'm recovering.
Holidays.
Ah, now I am in the midst of my holiday. Went up the avenue on Monday and going down a different avenue on Sunday for the last parade of the season.
Excellent.
So the St. Patrick's Day octave is still in full effect.
Nice.
And, guys, I just want to say, great show this evening. I am so glad that there are so many new people joining the family.
Oh, yeah.
And they are quality people.
Exactly.
Very much so.
We are very blessed, is what we are.
Well done. And one final thing before I finally get to the poetry, since this is World Poetry Open Mic.
Yeah.
If I may, I would like to wish a very happy birthday in heaven to a woman I never had the opportunity to meet, but having met her children, I know she was quality. So, J. Todd, happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, she'd have been 65 today.
Well, judging by you and your sister, a quality lady.
She was. She was. Class act all the way.
And now for some poetry on this World Poetry Day.
Alrighty.
I'm sorry?
No, I said alright.
Oh, okay. It seems that Tate and myself must have been drinking from the same coffee cup. This is called The Ageless Groom. In the old stone church, fast upon the graveyard, the young couple stand, exchanging vows and promises of undying love. The scent of beeswax candles mingles with the roses that she clutch, and the lilies blooming just outside the open door beside the gravel path. Kneeling in the back, purple-hued by Lenten light filtered through stained glass, an old man murmurs along with a long-remembered mass. In tattered pants he kneels and mouths the ancient vows. With bent, unshaven face, he receives the benediction like so very long ago. Slipping out the side door, clutching one fallen rose lost from the bride's bouquet, who lay upon his resting love on this, their anniversary day.
Nice, brother. Strong work.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Steve, wonderful as always. Thank you.
Guys, thanks for everything you do. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the show.
Thank you,
brother.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hello.
There's some music. Sorry. Now, we have another caller. I think it might be our last caller of the evening, at least from what we have as far as a queue.
Yes, our last caller of this queue.
And this one is calling from a different continent entirely.
What?
This is Fiona from South Africa. Let me get her on the line here. Hello, Fiona.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
Fiona, hello. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, this is Jay Todd. Welcome to the World Poetry Open Mic.
Thank you, Jay Todd. It's awesome to be able to get here. I can't believe I'm actually speaking to you guys.
Oh, thank you.
It's excellent to hear your voice. What do you have to share with us?
Okay, I've just got one that I first started writing in August last year, so it's one of my first ones. It's called Who Is This?
Looking forward to it. Yes, go ahead.
appeared this Asiya Menorah looking back at me. Could it be really recognizable as someone to love? A face ravaged by sadness, loved with grief, aged with disappointment, all lines telling their story. Mouth downturned with sorrow, past hurt buried in the line of a frown etched indelibly. Tear-streaked cheeks, shining with pain, loneliness and surrender of the inevitable solitude. But beyond the eyes, into the soul, burning fires of love shine, begging for relief. To free the passion and the pain, love you, make me whole again. That's it.
Well done, thank you. Holy cow.
Thank you.
There's great poets all over this world.
Well, I think that's kind of what we were going for when we started the show.
Nice.
Fiona, that was great. Now, let me ask you, what time is it there?
It's just gone 5 a.m., so it's a really early start, and I hope you're impressed I'm awake.
Oh, I'm glad you called us with your first moments awake. You had some coffee, right?
Sorry?
You had some coffee before you called us, correct?
I don't drink coffee, but I think next week if I call in, I'm going to have some. Yeah.
There you go.
just a morning tea, it will work.
A morning tea would be fine too.
Hey, well, Fiona, thank you so much, and since you're just getting up, have a wonderful day. And we hope, since you're living in the future, we want to say thank you for making sure the world is still there when we get there in the morning.
Correctly.
Thank you so much. You're absolutely honest. To get through and to read here for you guys. Thank you for reading all my submissions before, and thank you for the wonderful show. And good. I look forward to listening to the rest of everybody calling in.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Thanks, so that's Fiona from South Africa. Who'd have thought?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that's one of the cool things
I kind
of
think that when we have the world of our show.
I know.
So we've had calls from South Africa. We've had calls from Australia. We've had calls from
London.
England.
From London.
Which is early, early there.
We've had submissions come all the way from India.
Yes.
From Korea. All around the world.
I know. Amazing.
Very, very encouraged by the fact there's the world in World Poetry Open Mic.
So I'm going to let you decide this, brother. Are we going to try one more call-in segment, or are we just going to wrap this up and take it home?
I think what I'd like to do is I'd like to read one more submission,
could. And then I'll read one piece, and then we'll close out.
Okay, sounds good. And then the submissions we haven't gotten to over the last few weeks, we're going to find a way to pepper them in a little bit better, too. I just want to make sure we're staying within the confines of what we're trying to do here. All right, let's see here. I'm trying to find one. Go ahead. Give me one moment to try to find a good submission to read here.
All right. Then what I'll do is I'll read mine first, and then you can go last.
Okay.
All right. So this one is called An Apology to My Muse. I make this plea this morning with sorrow-filled heart. I know I've been neglecting you for so long. I knew what my destiny was from the very start, to pin down your every ode, sonnet, and mournful song. I'm your subject, your servant, your slave, and from the start you have been my loving master. I shall submit unto you until the day that I reach my grave. Unfortunately, my mortal life has met with disaster. I remain a member of the Order of the Burning Hand and dedicate my life to the creation through poetic means. But there are times in life that things go not as planned, caught betwixt what love to do and need in betweens. Then, in all of life's manic business, I suddenly realize I have ignored my passion, my love, my muse, and life gets in the way as this time I compromise, but it also is a time of peace which I could really use. So for a time I turn away from what I was meant to be, the whole reason I walk the face of this world, the one true thing that really brings me glee at times when my life becomes unfurled. So for all of this, I must apologize to my muse, for never was it my intent to push her away. Without her, this life can consternate, befuddle, and bemuse. As once said, all work and no play. Alas, I rededicate my life unto my craft, serving as a pen for the muses at their will. Writing what they choose, draft after draft, it is for them that I remain chained to my quill.
Now, when did you write that one?
That one was 2 years ago, March of 2012.
I thought so. I thought you had read that before. I think I've maybe not even on the show, but I remember you reading that to me, I think, during one conversation we were having.
Yeah, because, you know, this is what I truly believe this is why I was put on this earth, was poetry and the advancement of poetics throughout the world.
Sure. Absolutely, and I think a lot of people would agree with you.
I don't know about that, but, you know.
You'll be standing on a mountain with a flaming torch of poetry.
And a big bullhorn going, and share your work.
Wow.
Sorry, I, ladies and gentlemen, I've been reading American Gods by Neil Gaiman. I'm kind of in a strange spot with that. Yeah. A little bit over the top. Yeah. Okay, so here's a submission to close us out for the evening. This is by Lloyd Friesen. All my life, I have been a witness to the testimony of the brokenhearted, pain that was not mine to bear. I took and turned into invigoration. I gave meaning to the restless nights and unseen tears. Above all, I was always able to rekindle a notion of hope within my people. For the longest time, I reigned as champion of the people in the absence of my queen. My own feelings of dread pushed aside and lost amongst the needs of others. I found solace in my life's work, even though in the back of my mind I had always been feared. I had always feared the unearthing of my own fears. Only my queen was permitted to look upon her champion without his armor. I dared not to show the world my imperfection, the vital piece of a man's mortality that had been absent since birth. Day after day, I waited for her return, desperate to fight back the thoughts of misfortune and indiscretion that plagued my very dreams, pushing me to the brink of my sanity. My facade was crumbling before my eyes. The kingdom's people stood outside the castle in wonderment. Where is our champion? Who will give us hope in his absence? From the highest tower, I heard their cries, but they remained oblivious to my own. It was the fear, you see, the fear of the truth being revealed to the people. The champion cringed at the thought of his insecurities exposed, his faults looked upon in the light of day. How would they accept me, knowing that the very teachings of resilience and hope were only kind words? An effort to brighten their eyes, just as my queen had done for so many years. It was she who taught the champion to fight, to love, and to kill with kindness rather than the cherished double-edged sword. Days passed, and the kingdom's people grew more and more restless in the champion's absence. They heard the screams of rage coming from the tower, but could not reach him with their own words of kindness, the love he had once shown. They could only silently watch as the flames began to envelop the tower that cold winter morning. And the combined tears of the people that could have easily subdued the flames were condemned to the ground. One by one, they began to scream as the queen's caravan approached the city gates. Run, champion, run. And that's Run, Champion, Run by Lloyd Friesen. Lloyd, that was amazing work. Thank you, Lloyd, so much for the submission.
Strong work. And both our submissions, Tom and Lloyd, if you guys ever want to call the show, feel free, because your work is strong, just like everybody else has called the show.
Absolutely, and you know there are some other submissions we have that we'll get to. We don't, you know, we don't sit there and edit and say, oh, this is good, you know, whatever. We go through and we try to find everybody who submits. We try to give them airspace.
Exactly. So, you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio. For Michael Amade, for JT, and myself, I want to say thank you for tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way. Got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide.